Hi, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You remember 2008, the Great Recession, right? The American economy lost $14 trillion. If it happens again, are you ready? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial here in the Silicon Valley. And Eric has been helping people retire for 26 years now. All right, we're going to start out our show with a financial fail. Now, we don't need to be negative. We don't mean to be negative, but because actually we learned something from these financial fails. So what do you have for us this week, Eric?
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably more about not doing what you should be doing. So it's not as much of a fail, but you know, for a lot of people, you could be funding a Roth IRA. So if you're under the income limits, which is one of the things you have to look up because it changes every year, but roughly around the 120 mark and for single and around 190, a little bit over that for married, you can be putting money in a tax deferred, tax free, you know, in the end, bucket of money. So why would you not do that, right? I mean, if you can have money in a checking account, in a mutual fund, wherever it is, and pay tax on it or not pay tax, right? Why would you not pay tax?
Exactly.
So a lot of times I just tell people it's like taking money from your left pocket and putting it in your right pocket. That's all
Seriously.
You're really doing.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, you can be in the same exact whatever tool it's in right now, financial product wise. But if you can get that tax is gone forever, I mean, not just now, but permanently, why not do that? So, you know, in 2018, it used to be $5,500 for if you're under 50, and 50 and up, it was $6,500. This year, they all those numbers went up by $500 each, so it's $6,000, $7,000. But up until tax day, which is coming,
yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah,
soon.
up to April 15th, you can, and usually the law typically says as long as you've postmarked it by that date, you know, then that's valid. Crazy part is you cannot overnight mail it. You have to actually U.S. mail it. If you overnight mail it, it's not a postmark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, weird, goofy rule. So if you use the old school snail mail, and you know, nowadays people who, you know, most people think they're just the ones who bring the Amazon boxes, but you know, they also do send letters and stuff. So if you have a stamp someplace, you can send off that money, and you know, fill up that bucket because that's free money. So if you could be putting more money in there now, okay, you're not supposed to touch it for till you're 59 and a half. So you want to have some liquidity. You want to have some extra money that you can touch. But the way cool part is if you're doing a contributory Roth, meaning one where you're sending the money in, 5 years from the January 1st of that year when you sent it, after that, you can take the principal back out. So say you put in $5,000 for 5 years straight just to keep the math easy. You know, you got $25,000 in there plus hopefully a lot of earnings. You can take that $25,000 out after that with no tax issue. Now the earnings you guys leave in there till you're 59 and a half, and then those will be tax free. So great thing to use. Time's running out, so definitely fill up those buckets of tax free money, because why not? Unless you like to pay taxes.
Eric, what's in store for us over the next few months? Should we be acting to prepare ourselves for a bear market?
Yeah, well, the chatter or whatever you want to call it, the doomsday stuff and all the things, all the pundits, you've definitely been hearing more and more about recession, more about recession. Obviously, the fourth quarter of 2018 was pretty ugly. You know, we did have pretty much a 20% drop, which is technically a bear market, but I think the S&P missed it by like point something, very tiny.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So it was very close, but you know, and that jumped back up, which was nice. But it did kind of give everybody a wake-up call, I think, of saying, hey, you know, there is some issues coming down the road. And, you know, just recently here in the Valley, there's been a whole bunch of companies announcing not huge layoffs, but, you know, layoffs into the several hundreds of people. And then there's the scary part, which is the inverted yield curve, which is kind of a weird measure. But in essence, if the 10-year treasury, so that means you're buying you're investing in the government, loaning the government money, and you're going to get so much interest back for 10 years. If what they call the yield curve, if those two ever cross over and the 2-year treasury is now paying higher than the 10-year treasury, well, why would that ever make sense, right? You would never see banks giving you higher interest for having the money in there less period of time, right? They usually want to have you pay, they'll pay you higher if you're going to lock it up longer. So if that happens in every single time it's happened in the last seven times that that has occurred, there's been a recession after that. And so that got close. The 2 and 5 year crossed over, but not the 2 and 10. So that's one of those things to be looking for. So what does that all mean to you, right? That's all you care about. Right. So,
right.
Yeah. So how does this affect me? Okay. That's a lot of gobbledygook about econ, and I hated econ in school, or I didn't even take it. So, you know, what are we really talking about here? Well, you know, if the economy starts going bad, like in didn't, you know, the big bust there in 08, 09, I mean, we saw from late 2007, from October of 07 to March of 09, which we just had the 10-year anniversary of, that was a 57% drop in the market. Now, if you're 10 or 15 or 20 years out from retirement, you know, for most people, it came back about 4 or 5 years later and you're fine. So that's maybe okay. But if you're 5, 10 years out from retirement, you cannot handle a big loss like that. You cannot handle that much volatility. So, you know, that's one of the things that people need to be doing is, you know, figuring out how do you lower your risk level? How do you take some of that money down and you know, lock up some of that? And, you know, really what's some of the strategies you should have for figuring out, you know, how much risk there is. So, you know, if you want to get a little bit more information, we've got a great thing about understanding market corrections. And, you know, it's just gives over a little bit about the history of the market, what things to be worried about, what not to be worried, and what actions to take, and more importantly, what actions not to take. So if you just want to text the word market, like stock market, but market to 800-454-1184. Again, that's market, 800-454-1184. We'll send you these 5 things you should do during a market correction. It's a great educational piece just to get you a little bit more information about how the market works and how it could affect you. Again, text market to 800-454-1184.
Eric, as a financial professional, do you advise your clients to withdraw money from their accounts in retirement, or do you have other strategies?
Well, really, the most critical key is just knowing what risk level you're at. The sad part is people's risk tolerance changes with kind of the weather, almost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I asked you how much risk do you want to take in 2010 after the market had just dropped 50%, I'm guessing your answer would be a little bit different now after having almost 10 years of 300% growth in the market. So that's one of those things that you really need to figure out. So again, if you want to call up and get that report about understanding market corrections and really getting some information about how we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, our process that we can help you with, you know, just shoot us a text at 800-454-1184 and just type the word market, 800-454-1184. And again, the word is market.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. The Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event on the new Trump tax code. You'll learn how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands in retirement. Join Financial Knowledge Institute and special guest speaker Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, to get the information that could help lower your tax bill and learn how to keep more of your hard-earned savings in your pocket. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension and how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. This special event will be at the Willow Glen Community Center on Lincoln Avenue in San Jose on Wednesday, April 24th or Thursday, April 25th at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend. Space is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. Don't face the unknown without getting a second opinion. 800-880-8628.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we have been talking about preparing for the possibility of a market downturn and what we can do to protect ourselves. And Eric, I wanted to just kind of run this by you. So the way I understand it, you know, you have the bull market and the bear market. So a bull charges upwards, right? When he's going after, you know, somebody, he charges upward. And then the bear is standing tall and strikes down. And that's how we can remember the difference between the two, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. And so usually like a bear market's typically defined as a 20% drop in the market from the high to the low. So it doesn't have to be for a very long period of time, just from whatever the high was previously down to the bottom. If it's 20%, it's a bear market. If it's 10%, it's just a correction.
Aha. Okay.
So.
All right. Very good. Well, I just wanted to clear that up because I always had questions about that. So anyway, I want to ask you this. Could you give us an example of what a bear market can do to someone's savings if they haven't adequately prepared for that?
Well, you know, again, it always depends on when do you need the money. So if you're in your 20s or 30s and you're talking about a bear market affecting your 401k that you can't touch till you're 59 and a half, right? It doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
You got plenty of time. You got decades to go. Don't worry about it. The really scary part is for the people in their 50s and 60s who are trying to retire, or especially those who are retired and 70 plus, that massively affects your outcome. So, you know, one of the things that we've used several times is, if you look at, there's a chart we've done where we use the Vanguard Total Index. You know, it's an exchange-traded fund, and we looked at the actual returns and said, okay, if you did the returns from 2000 to 2017, this is how much money you would have made. Now, if you flip them, you know, around the other way, the law of math says if you have the same returns in the same, you know, time periods, it doesn't matter when you make the money, it's still the same number in the end.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, if you had the money going from 2000 to 2017 or 2017 back to 2000, there's absolutely no difference. Unless you take money out.
So if
you would take money out, then of course that massively affects things. Well, if you go from 2000 to 2017, what happened to 2000 to 2002? You know, we had the dot-com crash, right? So you started, and there were people who retired in 2000. You know, that's, you started right in a bad time when you're withdrawing money as things are going down and down and down. Those dollars don't come back. And then, of course, you had 2008, you know, fairly soon after that, that also had more assets going down. So if you look at that scenario, and we were taking $500,000, and if you took out $2,000 a month and had it grow with inflation a little bit there, under one scenario, from 2000 to 2017, your money dropped down to $70,000, your $500K.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
If you went from 2017 to 2000, it went up to $700,000. So 70,000 or 700,000, exact same returns, no different in an investment vehicle, just when you took the money out. And so what does that tell you? Well, it tells you got to be super careful on the withdrawal part. You know, you have to have some different math there. And so the volatility is what really kills it. If you have a less volatile portfolio, then you're not going to have those big swings. And believe it or not, even though when you do those numbers, there were six times where the market went up more than 5%. I mean, went up more than 15%. There's only four times it went down more than 5%. So there wasn't that many down years. There's a lot of up years. And yet it still messes up pretty bad, depending on which decade you start with and which decade you get the next one on. And for most of us, we're going to have probably, hopefully, at least three decades to in retirement, 30 years. So if you think about any 30-year period, there's usually at least one bad decade financially and two good ones. Well, is yours going to be the starting, start off with a bad one or not? And that's going to make a massive difference, and you won't know. What are the solutions? Well, it's really how you allocate your money. And so really focusing on having some foundational assets, some money that's guaranteed, some stuff that can't go away in bear markets. Those can be some great assets to have. So that way say it was December of 18 and you want to take money out, well, you take money from that guaranteed asset that's not going to make any money because the market's down, versus locking in those losses in the stock market. If it was 2017 where the market did great, take it from the stock market side. The problem is with the 401k, which most of us have now, or 403b, all you have typically is 100% market options. So what you got to do is move some of that money into some foundational assets, some guaranteed stuff, move some money into some steady income assets, stuff that's paying you cash flow. So that way you're also not having to withdraw as much, because if you have something that's paying out maybe $1,000 a month, well, then that's more money that's already there without even touching the principal at all. So, you know, those are some of the things that people really should be taking advantage of. And it really comes down to income and income planning. And, you know, our process, creating the blueprint to worry less wealth, that's what we do. We create you an income plan and investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth. And just to give you a little bit more information on how to get income, we actually have a special report that we can do to help you figure out calculate that income need, figure out how to bridge that income gap. And, you know, it's totally free. It's just so all you have to do is send us a text and we'll send it out to you. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, it's income 800-454-1184.
Eric, if a bear market should happen, how can we help ensure that our retirement is going to weather those effects?
Well, again, like I was saying, it's really about how your money is allocated. So if you've got some money that's guaranteed, some money that can't go down, then that's a portion that you can still touch and use in retirement and be okay with. But if it's all in the stock market, so it's 100% stocks and bonds, which every 401k on the planet is, then those ones are, you don't have no place to run. Yeah, you got no real safety. I mean, there's typically a money market that pays you probably 1% or something, but that's not much of a solution. Yeah, and so yeah, that'd be one thing, is moving some assets, either IRA or regular dollars, to something that's guaranteed, something that's ideally paying, you know, on average about 3-6%, and that's, you know, that's protected in the market, and if it locks in those gains when it goes up and doesn't go back down with the market drops. Then secondly, you want to have some steady income money. So these are lots of times assets that are more cash flow rich. And so they're paying you maybe 5-7%. And ideally they're paying that income on a monthly basis. And so those two things, if you have some guaranteed money and some steady income, it makes you not so dependent on your stock market assets. And that's probably the best way. The other part, of course, is just knowing how much risk you have and knowing it's going to go up and down.
Well, as important as it is to make sure that we are making, you know, the right decisions with all of our investments and our 401ks, another thing that we should not overlook are the decisions we make with our Social Security, right, Eric? This is something that you spend a lot of time on with your clients, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because Social Security is one of the most critical decisions you ever make when you're facing retirement. And, you know, when should you start it and when should you not, and how does it fit in? I mean, the dumbest things I've seen out there is these really ridiculous reports that say, hey, take it at 70, then it'll be this much better. You know, you'll be better by 78. You would have made the right decision versus starting at 66 or 67. And, you know, all they're doing is comparing how much money you're getting from one age to another age. But that's leaving out the huge part of the story. The whole, you know, if you're not getting the $2,500 a month and you stopped working, where are you getting the money from? You're taking it from other assets, right? So you're having to spend down other assets to make it to 70 to get more money. So, you know, really, Social Security planning is not about which date gives you more money. I mean, duh, it always is higher at 70.
Yeah.
Do we really need to do a plan around that? No, we don't need a fancy report telling you that. That's always going to be the case. But which one makes the most sense to you and your financial situation? That's the only answer I really care about. So really, when we're doing this, I've had several times where it actually makes more sense for somebody to take it at 66 or 67, their full retirement age, and not at 70. And why is that? Well, that's because they had to spend down so much other assets to be retired that they weren't able to sustain as long. So, you know, they needed that money sooner. Now, for some people, 70 makes more sense. So there's a lot of things that go into that type of planning. And really, Social Security is not about one age versus another age. It's when does it make the most sense to you? What's the tax ramifications? What is the ramifications to legacy? What's, you know, your investment allocation ramifications? There's a lot of different things that it affects. And, you know, so that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we help people not have to worry so much about retirement. And one of the best tools we use is just looking at the income gap and figuring out, how do you solve that income gap? What about Social Security? What about other ways to get income? And so if that's something you'd like to get a little bit more information, we can send you a free report. All you have to do is text us and we'll send this out to you. So just text us the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, income, 800-454-1184.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today, 800-224-2489, and set a visit, 800-224-2489, 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we've been talking about whether or not the bear market is coming out of hibernation. And a bear market can be frightening to revisit. I mean, you just think about 2008 and we all just sort of shudder. And as we stated earlier in our show, it's just important to not panic during one, right? Instead, you've just got to be prepared and then you can feel a lot better about it. Hopefully, Eric, we all learned something from, you know, an experience like a bear market, like what happened in 08. Is there anything positive we could take away from one?
It's just like anything. There's always good and bad. There's always opportunities. I mean, I had one of my clients in, you know, well, the last big crash, of course, was also tied in with a real estate downturn. So what he did is we actually had a bunch of money built up into a tax-deferred life insurance policy. He had, you know, been growing it for a long time. And the nice thing about those are tools where you can take that money out on a tax-free basis if you structure it right and use those monies even though they're tax-deferred. And so what we were able to do is he was actually able to go out and buy a house for like around, I think he paid $110,000 for a house in Vallejo, which probably is now 700, 800 or something.
Wow.
And because it was at the auctions, it was already rented out. The renter, I think at the time, was paying $1,400, $1,500 a month. You know, so it had great cash flow already. And all he had to do is walk in there, write a check, and, you know, take it from his life insurance. So, you know, there is some great timing aspects. The part that people forget about is you're actually then dollar cost averaging into your 401k in essence, because you're funding it by every paycheck. And so as the market goes down, you're actually buying things cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So it's a good time to be, you know, investing the money. Now, the flip side, of course, is if you're trying to take money out, then not so pretty, right?
Right.
So there's lots of different types of risk. I mean, there's obviously the stock market risk, and that's one that people often talk about, that one. But the part they don't talk about is what's the correct asset allocation? What are types of assets that people don't even include? So most people, when you're talking about asset allocation, all they're talking about is different stocks and bonds, which is really lame. I mean, it's really awful because that should not be the only type of asset allocation. So there's a lot of different financial products out there, and they should all be in that asset class chart in terms of how many different types of ways to diversify. So real estate obviously is one asset class, right? That's where a lot of people, especially in California, have made some money. So that's one where you can invest in. You can invest in fixed annuities. These are things that are paying you a set interest rate, or index annuities where they're paying a rate based off the stock market, not letting you lose money. You know, there's a lot of different asset classes that should be included in that chart that for some reason isn't. Well, why is it not? Because the Fidelities, the Vanguards of the world, they want you just to only keep your money with them. So those are areas they don't deal with. So they leave that off the chart. And you know, that's really dangerous. So, you know, there's a lot of assets that are out there that are not risk-based, that have good returns, that are ways to have money. And those are those tools, those products, if you have those in your portfolio, the nice thing is then, hey, when the next bear market comes and if you're retired, I can get money without any worry because I know I've got some money guaranteed. Oh, yeah, I've got some really good steady income coming in from this other, you know, investment that I've done. And it's not in stocks and bonds, so it's not volatile in terms of price, but it's paying me 5 or 6%. You know, on a monthly basis. Well, that's great to have, right? So there's a lot of different options out there. But the problem is people are always focused on just the stocks and bond aspect. And there's a lot more things to be thinking of. So, you know, I think it's one of the biggest ways and best ways, you know, that you can really protect yourself, you know, from that future bear market that we all know will come sooner or later. You know, the reason why this is so important, and I wrote a book a while back here, and you know, it's called Worry Less Wealth. And really what we're trying to achieve there is looking at those various asset classes, look at all the different things that are out there and really kind of step back and say, hold it. What's the real way I should be doing my planning? You know, things like also tax planning, you know, tax allocation risk is something that people also don't talk about. You know, how much do you have in money that's all tied in with the government? You know, every dollar you defer in a 401k is a loan to the, you know, by the government to you with no stated interest rate. They're going to tell you the interest rate when you go to retire, but that interest rate is defined in what taxes you end up paying. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to learn, a lot of things that you can get more information on. So, you know, if you want a copy of my book, we're going to send it to you, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is send us a text to 800-454-1184. And all you do is text the word book. So it's very simple. Book to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you a copy of Worry Less Wealth. Again, that's 800-454-1184, and text the word book.
Today, we're talking about whether or not the bear market is coming out of hibernation. And Eric, what kinds of things should we definitely have paid off before we retire to help ensure that our spending needs are met in case we enter a bear market during retirement?
Well, of course, you want to not have any credit card debt and things like that. And you know, a lot of people nowadays will hit retirement with, you know, a mortgage because things are expensive around here. So, you know, you may or may not have that. Of course, you can downsize or you can always do what I like to call the raisin plan, which is, you know, move to Arizona and shrivel up in the sun. you know, so if you want to do that, but if you want to stay where the weather's nice and, you know, we've got lots of amenities and other things. Well, then, you know, what's the better way to do that? Well, there's a lot of options in terms of, you know, do you need to pay off that debt? Should you? One of the best tools, and we'll be talking about that in just a little bit here, actually, with our next guest here in the next segment. But, you know, reverse mortgage can be a great tool to get rid of that mortgage. And you know, even if you don't even take any money out of your house, if you just not have to pay that mortgage, and if it's $2,000 or $3,000 a month, so say it's $3,000. Well, if you're taking $3,000 out to pay a mortgage, how much do you need to take out of your IRA to get $3,000? Guess what? It's not three. It's $4,500 maybe. Ooh, because that's all taxable income. And so what happens is, yeah, you're getting a little bit of a write-off, but not as much anymore with, you still get the mortgage interest, but, you know, the property tax and other things have dropped down. So depending on how big your mortgage is or isn't, you may or may not be able to itemize. But one of the big things is if you get rid of that mortgage, you also don't have to withdraw nearly as much. Well, that's going to drop you massively down in different tax brackets. So, yeah, you'll be having the interest build up on your house instead of paying it down. But now you're going to have all this other money to leave to somebody else. And your house still goes up in value regardless of your mortgage. I mean, that's the funny part is I'm always amazed at how much people think, you know, their mortgage has something to do with the value of their house. You know, if I pay it off, it'll be worth more. No, it won't. You know, if we had another 06, so, you know, 08 with real estate, it could actually go down and you paid it off. Well, that's the worst place to put your money then, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if all of a sudden you're upside down on your house again, you would not want that.
No.
So, you know, so there's a lot of issues when you're talking about how to pay off debt. And, you know, there's also some debt you're going to, or some costs you're going to end up having. I mean, it's pretty tough to probably retire and never buy a new car because if you're going to be retired for 30 years, yeah. It's going to be a very old car at some point.
Very.
So, you know, you are going to still have things you have to buy. There's still going to be things you need to do. And that, again, should all be part of your planning. And so really, when we're talking about the process, you know, that's, again, goes back to the more critical part, right? So, you know, what you want to do is you want to have a plan to get through and throughout all of retirement. So, you know, one of the things is having an income plan, knowing how much money do you have on a regular basis. And you also want to lay it out in terms of when you're going to use it. So there's a term we like to use, it's called the go-go years. And so the go-go years are those first 10 to 15 years of retirement. So say it's 60 to 75-ish, somewhere around there. And that's when you're doing all the stuff you always wanted to do, right? It's maybe that river cruise or African safari or whatever it is. If you want to get some more education about it, we can send you my book, the book I wrote called Worry Less Wealth. So if you want to get your own copy of Worry Less Wealth, all you have to do is text the word book to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word book to 800-454-1184.
Marilyn Brown Ross joins Eric next. She's a reverse mortgage specialist. Find out how a reverse mortgage works coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you paying more than your fair share in taxes? Make sure you aren't giving Uncle Sam any more than he deserves. The Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event on the new Trump tax code. You'll learn how to potentially avoid costly tax mistakes that could cause you to lose thousands in retirement. Join Financial Knowledge Institute and special guest speaker Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, to get the information that could help lower your tax bill and learn how to keep more of your hard-earned savings in your pocket. Eric will also talk about how to create your own pension and how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. This special event will be at the Willow Glen Community Center on Lincoln Avenue in San Jose on Wednesday, April 24th or Thursday, April 25th at 6 o'clock. There is no cost to attend. Space is limited and reservations are required. Call now 800-880-8628. That's 800-880-8628. Don't face the unknown without getting a second opinion. 800-880-8628.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I'm here with my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you here.
Great to be here, Eric. Thank you.
So she's our reverse mortgage guru, which is, you know, what's going backward in a reverse mortgage, right? Because we don't normally call the regular ones forward mortgages. So what's the difference exactly?
The difference is with a traditional mortgage or forward, it is called forward in the banking circles, you make a payment. So when you're making that payment, a lot of it is interest. It goes to the interest part, and some of it goes to the principal. Right. And so your balance declines. With a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make a payment. So whatever you start with is going to be accruing interest that would be due at the end when either you sell the house or you pass it to your family, your heirs, whoever that might be. Couldn't be that it isn't family. But so they have the option to say, we're going to keep this house. So they would get the payoff. Okay, we owe this much money. Come up with it with a regular mortgage. Unless they were 62. I did have one child that was over 62.
Quote child, right?
Child, yes. Adult child. And the mother he was living with the mother. She had the reverse. So when she passed, he got the reverse to pay off hers and kept the house. So yeah, that was.
Kept the property.
Kept the property. Kept it all.
Didn't have to pay any more property tax. Didn't have to pay any transfer tax. No capital gains tax.
Yeah. Had he been under 62, we wouldn't have been able to do that. Yeah. But he was, I think he was 70 because she was in her 90s.
Wow.
And so he just said, can we do this? And it so happened that it paid it off and he got to stay in that house. But it's really a wonderful program for lots of people. You have a spouse that passes, you know, you've got elderly people living on Social Security. And one passes, you get to keep the bigger Social Security, but you're still, if you've got a house payment, that's a tough nut to crack when you're not working.
Yeah.
No income.
And especially with, the biggest part I think people don't really always pay attention to is, say your mortgage payment's $2,500, right? So that's $30,000 a year.
Right.
Now, part of that interest might be deductible, but under the new tax law, it might not, because you may not have enough to actually itemize for a lot of people. And so then you're taking out how much to pay that 30. Maybe you're going to take out 40, 45,000 out of your IRAs to pay that 30. And so a lot of times people don't add in that extra cost of how much does it cost you to net that money to pay that mortgage. And so, yeah, if you don't have to do all these huge withdrawals anymore, get all this money tax-free. I mean, the craziest thing I see is a lot of people just not doing fun stuff.
That's right? Because they can't afford it.
Yeah, they say they can't afford it. And they're living in a, you know, crazy, you know, $1.5 million or $2 million house around here with, you know, $1 million of equity or more, right? And so all this money sitting there. They say they have no cash or no money.
Can't get it because it's hard for seniors to get up at the bank. I mean, they want your stated income. I mean, I had a fellow that he had like $2 million with the bank. And he couldn't get any money on it because he couldn't produce. He was 89, but they went, no, we're not doing it. And so the poor guy needed money. And he just, the best part of my job is I get these calls from my clients when it's done. You saved my life. I needed this money and I had no way to access anything. And now I can live my life and not worry the rest of my life. Number one, they want to stay in their home. They don't want to sell it. A senior, they want to be where they've been for years. And most of the time they say, I'm going to be in this house till they take me out feet first. Mm-hmm. And this allows that to happen. Whether you're a couple or if one passes, the other one can stay in the home. And up till you're 150 years old, I doubt any of us are going to live that long. I know certainly I'm not.
I mean, and the other part too, which of course we always have to mention, nobody gets your equity in the other. They're not going on title with you. They just have a lien, just like a normal mortgage. So if you've heard stuff about them controlling your house or them getting part of your equity, that's all totally, 30-plus-year-old information.
Yes, and
that's
outdated. I get that every day. I'd love to do this because it looks great. I need the money, but I want to leave the house to my heirs, my children. Okay, you can. What makes you think you can't? Because I heard the bank is going to own the house. Once I do this, I have no control. The bank owns the house. That's just so far from the truth. But I have to sit and explain it. And then they go, wow, I had no idea that this was what it was like.
And so tell me, what types of cases or things that you're seeing out there? I mean, I know lots of times it's always about a lot of them's for healthcare issues, and then a lot of it's just to get rid of the mortgage. It's probably the top two, right?
Lately, I've been doing a lot that don't even have a mortgage on the property. But one spouse gets sick, they want in-home care rather than going somewhere. Right. And they're using the money, they can access that money to use to pay somebody to come in for in-home care. And that I've had a lot in the last couple of months that don't owe anything on their homes, but they've got so much equity
because the price is so here. That's how they're able to spend $5,000 to $10,000 a month they might be spending on all that care
or more.
Yeah, or even more. And you know, but the really critical part of that is they're together still.
That's right.
In their surroundings they like. They're not in some you know, nursing home facility. They're who knows what kind of care they're going to get. And it's not costing them anything.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, it's costing them some equity, but you can't take that with you.
No. And it's funny because lately, too, I've been noticing a lot of times, mostly the children will – the grown children, of course. This is my parents' home. Because I always ask in the beginning, do you want your family involved or do you not? Very seldom do I have someone say, no, I don't want them. This is my house and I'm going to do what I want. Most of them want the family involved. Mostly the children say, this is my parents. They've worked for this. I want them to do what's going to make them comfortable. So we're all on the same page and they're happy with it. They're going to get whatever when it's all said and done and both parents are gone, it goes to them and they pay off what they've used plus the interest and they get the rest. So it's still going to the heirs. Now, in some areas, here we're lucky here in this area, but in some areas, if there's a decline, if the property declines in value and they end up owing more, than the property is worth. Let's say they lived to be 105 and they've used lots of money. And all of a sudden, the property is in a declining market and they owe more, then they just walk away. There's built into
no liability.
No liability for the borrower or the heirs.
But if you had a regular mortgage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You might have to pay off a house that's not worth anything. And of course, we saw that in 2008.
Yes.
So again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial and talking with Marilyn Brown Ross about reverse mortgages. If you want to find a link to her email or just more information about us, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Or you can give us a call at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. So, yeah, but what are some other things that you've been seeing or, you know, happening?
I actually had one lady that said, it's time for me to travel. I want to travel before I get to the point that I'm not going to be able to anymore. So she did the reverse mortgage. She took the money. She left some in the line of credit, and she took what she needed, and she went on a around-the-world cruise for 4 months with her friends.
Wow.
And I said, good for you, you know. She said, my children told me, Mom, you've taken care of us, which is the same thing that happened to me. I grew up in Sunnyvale, California, on an apricot, cherry, and prune orchard. And when my dad sold, I was a senior in high school, and we moved to another location here in San Jose. And he said, I'm not doing anything. This money is for you and your brother. And I went, wait. This isn't going to happen. You're going to take my mother. They worked very hard their whole life. And so I said, you know what? You put me through school. You've done everything. It's time for you to enjoy. And they did. And there was still money left. I think it's important for the client to see me. And I like to see the client. So we have a rapport. And it's just not over the phone. I never recommend doing something like this to where you never see anybody.
So again, what's your phone number then?
It's 408-722-0010.
And you can also find a link for her at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, it's great having you here.
Great being here. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will star in your movie? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to write the script. Will your retirement be filled with travel, time with your grandchildren, days spent reading or laughing with friends? Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families write their retirement script. Don't let financial limitations take the starring role of your retirement. Eric and his team want you to be the star of the rest of your life. They'll help you create a financial strategy tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team today. 800-224-2489 and set a visit. 800-224-2489. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. We are so glad to have you with us again for Wealth Creator Radio. We've been talking about whether or not the bear market is coming out of hibernation, but first, I want to hear your retirement success story. I know you always have something good for us every week. So what do you have for us today, Eric?
Yeah, this is a story about a client, well, actually somebody who actually has a reverse mortgage. She did it several years before she retired, so that way she could free up some more money to put away and save. And so she went off the cliff, or whatever you want to call it, just did the big move last September. And, you know, it's, people are always scared and freaked and panicked at first. It's, yeah, something that you really have to kind of almost just talk people through, because it is it is very stressful, you know, for them to do it. And the nice part now is now we've she had some last payouts. Lots of times when you leave your company, you get some final checks and maybe some vacation pay and other things. So you don't typically need quite as much money, initially, because you've got those types of benefits and other things. And so she'd already turned on her Social Security check, so that's kicking in. And we just now turned on her income for life. She had some great products that we'd bought a long time ago because we planned far enough out ahead. that had this money that's going to last her for as long as she's around. And, you know, it's never going to stop. So, yeah, that's something that she can keep getting those checks. And she knows it doesn't matter what the market's doing. That money's coming in the door every day along with Social Security. So now she's got a pretty good floor of income. Since she got rid of her mortgage with the reverse mortgage, she doesn't have to, you know, come out of pocket nearly as much. And now she's just having fun. She's going to see friends all over the country, doing things, enjoying life, very relaxed. Before she was a lot more stressed. So, you know, so that's the nice thing is when you see somebody just enjoying things and, you know, having fun and doing the stuff that she always wanted to do. And so retirement's not really about stopping. It's more about doing the stuff you want to do. And that's really what she's able to do. So it's great to see somebody, you know, getting into the swing of being retired.
Yeah, it just sounds like everything came together. You know, everything you guys had planned and set up. And honestly, that's the name of the game is preparation.
Yeah, I mean, our sudden plans were, you know, what, 7-8 years old? So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the overnight success that trained for 20 years to get there, right?
Yeah.
So, if we hadn't had any planning, this would have been pretty tough. If she called me last summer and said, hey, I'm thinking of retiring in September, you know, tell me what I should do. you know, it would not be quite the same story. And, you know, it still could have been possible, but it'd be a lot tougher.
Right.
And so by having that time frame, having that chance to do that, you know, that really gave her the ability to see how things are going, check in with things. You know, one of the things that we do when we're working with anybody is we create this blueprint for Worry Less Wealth. And it's just a very short document that goes through, you know, your income plan. How, you know, everybody has an income plan, whether or not they've ever written it down, you got one. And so we'll tell you what it is. Then we'll go into the investment plan. You know, how much risk are you taking? How much is the market going to drive your assets up and down by? You know, do you need to be taking that much risk? What's better solutions? Look at the tax ramifications. The crazy thing about retirement is you get to pick your paycheck. You create your own paycheck. So then it's really depending on what type of assets you have. And, you know, that's what we do. If you want to have a visit with us, all you have to do is call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text or call the word visit to 800-454-1184. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.